from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Joining us right now on the Fan Hotline is our buddy, Brian Batko. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Batko. How you doing?
Not great, Crowley. I do not have any coffee at my disposal right now. My machine is in need of a cleaning, and I keep forgetting to fill up my like home cold brew pitcher. So it's not going great. I told Nick that. Off the air. He didn't seem to care.
He doesn't care about such things. Although I'm a little bit concerned. So you say your machine is in need of cleaning and you don't have coffee, or are those the same thing?
Same thing. My backup is like one of those pitchers that you can put the grounds in and make like cold brew. Mm-hmm. And I just keep forgetting to fill it up because, well, I don't know. I'm a forgetful person, I guess.
All right. So lacking energy as he is, Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. And I guess we got to start with quarterback, right? So what's the latest on Russ? When do you expect him to be full go? And what have you seen from Justin Fields in his stead?
Well, yesterday was a step forward for Russ, who hasn't been stepping forward much with that calf problem other than some 7-on-7 work, but got in there for a live rep that he didn't just turn and hand the ball off. There seemed to be some I kept expecting him, like, all right, he gets in there one of these days, he's actually going to play fake and he's going to throw downfield. The way the Steelers do it, like, you know, the certain team run drills, the only plays you can do are running plays or play action. And the defense knows that. And when Russ was coming in, it was just running plays. So, clearly they've been limiting his need to kind of scramble around, avoid a rush, even though nobody's going to touch him. But yeah, maybe he's trending up for this week. We'll see when they get back out there tomorrow. But Justin Fields has not looked at all like a guy who's overwhelmed right now, learning a new offense, playing against dudes like TJ Watt and Joey Porter Jr. and Dante Jackson in the secondary. I mean, he looks like he's getting more comfortable by the day, and to me, it's a big step up from where he was in OTAs and minicamp.
Brian, do you think that Russell Wilson needs to play on Friday? Do you think he will play, and do you think he needs to play Friday in their first preseason game?
I don't think he will play at this point, Doran. I mean, just haven't seen anything other than one completion to Deuce Watts in live team scrimmage periods. Exactly. And then he doesn't – I don't think he needs to play yet. I think you should really want to see him at some point in preseason action. I mean, it would be a little bit hypocritical to me of Mike Tomlin if he doesn't try to take a look at Russ in the exhibitions. I mean, he's somebody who says he likes a physical camp and he likes to tackle in camp because you don't want to speculate on those kind of things before you get to the regular season. What's another one of his phrases? You can't box without sparring. So I wouldn't expect him to send Russ out there week one in Atlanta if he hasn't done any sparring with another team. I suppose that joint practice against the Bills could give some plausible deniability if he's able to go in that. But no, I thought all along before the calf problem, we'd see both guys in the preseason, even if it's just a little bit for Russ. And I don't know that that's going to take place Friday night, but at least they've got still got two more games after that.
Doran, how's your coffee taste?
Nah, mine's pretty good.
Oh, this is really good.
Really good.
It's just going down smooth.
I'm making another cup.
We have unlimited coffee
I told Callis the same sub story off the air that I didn't have any coffee, and it wasn't like, oh, what happened? Or like, can I Uber Eats you some Starbucks? Like, he's like, all right, I'll put you through. I'm like, okay.
Just all business. All right, what's going on with wide receiver? By all accounts, everything that I've read, in full transparency, haven't been there yet. Van Jefferson seems to be, right now, today, the Steelers' number two wide receiver. What have you seen out of him? And then what have you seen down the line on that depth chart?
He really does. I've been pleasantly surprised by Van Jefferson. Like a lot of people, when they signed him, it's kind of like, all right, he's just a guy at this point in his NFL career. You know, he'll be scratching and clawing to be the wide receiver four or five behind, George Pickens, Calvin Austin, and, you know, a guy that they draft and maybe somebody else. But he looks like he's got his swagger back. He looks like somebody who actually was a second rounder once upon a time out of Florida. So he's making plays out there, not really seeing many drops from him. He looks the part. There's moments where he'll catch one in the end zone and I'm on the sideline and before I can see the number, I'm like, is that George Pickens? And it's like, no, that's another guy who's maybe an inch shorter than Pickens, but similar frame to get the job done. So, yeah, I mean, he's showing that he's a vet. He's showing that he's a reliable target for Justin Fields. And I'd be pretty surprised at this point if anybody else is the Steelers wide receiver number two come week one.
What's going on with the tackle spot? I've seen, obviously, Broderick Jones playing a lot of right tackle, as he did last year. Dan Moore Jr. at left. You're seeing Faltano get sprinkled in there a little bit. Does Dan Moore Jr. have a legit opportunity to really take over his spot that he's had over the last couple of years at left tackle, and Faltano being a backup at right?
Yeah, I mean, every day they keep working it that way with the reps door, and I feel like Dan Moore Jr.'s got a better chance to retain that starting role on the left side. And, you know, it is still somewhat early, but I mean, that's a catch 22 because, you know, then you're going to say, well, you only get so many opportunities to do this and help this line gel if they're going to be playing together against another team September 8th. So that's always the balance you have to find and the line you have to walk with those rookies getting worked in. But I mean, maybe we'll see after the first preseason game, if Dan Moore struggles, if Troy Faltanu looks like he's ready for elevated opportunities with the first team. But it, at least for right now, not seeing much for Faltanu trying to get those first team reps. It's a lot of Moore and Jones when they go with the starters, and every once in a while Faltanu gets bumped up. So I guess to me, the bottom line that I'm a little surprised by is they're kind of treating him like any other first round pick and not necessarily a guy who came in with a lot of collegiate starting experience and was just playing at a high level in the national championship game.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. I've been asking this question the same way to everybody we've talked to. Beanie Bishop, is he good or is he just the best that they have at a position where they don't have a lot of depth?
I think he's good. Obviously there are a lot of reasons why he went undrafted. He's 24, played at six seasons of college ball, and he's undersized. But for the Steelers, that's pretty much been their wheelhouse of slot corners over the years, whether it's, you know, the undrafted types like Mike Hilton, who they sign off the scrap heap, or some of the free agents they go out and get, you know, Arthur Millette, Chandon Sullivan, hardly big-name players, but they seem to look for a certain type of feistiness and chip on the shoulder with those players. And Beanie Bishop brings that to the table, but it's nice that he also does bring athleticism, quickness, ball skills with the four interceptions last year and 20 PBUs. Granted, playing on the outside, going to the inside, it's nice to have those coverage abilities translate. But the big thing the Steelers have been looking for is, are you going to actually be able to bring guys down, stick your nose in there, tackle, blitz? Mike Tomlin's on him about that all the time. He said, like, you know, Beanie, we're going to see when the pads go on. It's kind of very transparent what this audition is going to be all about for him while Cam Sutton is suspended. So that's something that I'm going to kind of reserve judgment on a little bit until we get into these preseason games and he's trying to tackle another guy who's trying to make the roster and make a paycheck. But for right now, he looks pretty good getting these opportunities in this run with the first team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Brian, how many Steelers training camps have you covered over the years? What is this for you?
This will be my sixth year on the team, Doran, but obviously a couple of those were not at St. Vincent. There was, what, one at Acrisure, I think, and one on the south side.
So it feels to me that this is a year, and just looking at the clips, we're obviously not there. It just seems like it's extra competitive, especially you watch a backs-on-backers drills and things of that nature, and just watching some of the clips just looks like it's a different atmosphere. Do you feel that? Do you feel that there's like a different level of competitiveness this year? And we talked about chips on their shoulders for individuals and Beanie Bishop, but I feel like this whole team might have a chip on their shoulder.
I do feel a different vibe around it. Maybe it's one of those things that it's recency bias, but I wrote about that yesterday in the Post-Gazette that I can't ever remember a week as chippy as last week. And, it always seemed to be Mike Tomlin smiling and presiding over it, whether it was backs on backers or whether it was, one of those skirmishes between the two sides when they're putting the pads on and tackling. I mean, I think it, if you want to look at it optimistically, it could be Mike Tomlin still getting through to these guys and the next generation of Steelers who are going to set the tone for what they do this year, the following season, even beyond that, when you think of guys like Jaylen Warren, Patrick Queen, I mean, Najee Harris is still on the team for this year and is going to be a key piece. Darnell Washington, Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, like they want to make sure these guys are, battle tested. And a lot of those, one-on-one reps at Latrobe Memorial Stadium Friday night looked like they were going to break out into a straight up fist fight at times. And talking to guys the next morning, it was kind of like, yeah, it was really fun. It's what you want to see. It's camp. But then we end up talking to each other in between the reps, and offense and defense are bouncing ideas off of each other. And tight end Michael Pruitt, who's in his 10th year in the league, he's been on a bunch of different teams. He's like, I don't think I've been somewhere where the offense and defensive guys are always kind of picking each other's brains when they have the chance. And that's probably one of those hidden benefits that Tomlin always likes to talk about by having the destination camp out in Latrobe.
Love it.
Nice.
Fatco, get yourself some coffee, man. Appreciate you coming on with us today.
No problem, guys. We'll see you.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Brian Batko of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.